first. So we are live right now, but I'm about to be very fancy. Hold on one second. Oh, look at that. That's audio for Nelson right there. We'll cut the first 15 seconds of this interview so that it looks like I was doing this the whole time. It's Fairfield County Local, presented by the Sono Collection. I'm John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. And joining me tonight for the second time is Sono's own similar kind. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
It's great to have you guys back. It was just about a year ago, I think, the first time that we spoke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sometime around the before you released Parked Car Conversations.
Yeah.
And you guys have had a huge year. And I want to talk about a bunch of it. There was a tour in there. There was a big show that I was really excited to see you guys play. But before we get into all of that, how have you guys like changed and evolved as a band? The world has gone insane. What's going on with you guys? Evan, that was very smooth.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Oh, I saw the hand move.
No, it was me.
So what's changed in the band in the last year?
I feel like one big thing that changed, well, this isn't necessarily like exactly the past year, but you said since the world went crazy, like over the pandemic, we like got into social media more and TikTok more. And so we built more of a following from like more around the world per se, rather than like just Connecticut. So that has definitely changed a lot. And like, we could kind of see that change from when, I mean, even though the tour, we didn't go too far, but like it was different states that we had never been to before. And we met people there who knew our music. So that was definitely like a crazy way that we grew. That was like really exciting.
Yeah. It's so fun to, when a fan purchases merch online, just scrolling down to see where we're shipping the package to, you know, if it's in the United States, if it's across the country, it's so interesting to see.
Yeah.
Where have you guys been seeing a lot of activity, like globally?
All over. I feel like the last package I just sent out like last week was Mexico.
Yeah.
Some of them were Australia, Brazil.
Shout out Brazil.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. I mean, it's so like, have there been any particular songs that have caught on in certain regions, or is it just you guys as a band in general?
I would say like Nobody Loves You is definitely like caught on like the most. I mean, it's our most like streamed song. It's like, it kind of like blew up overnight through like TikTok. And then from there, it kind of has been just snowballing. And that's been like, I guess, the introduction song that everybody's been able to like find the band and then get attached to the other songs, which is really cool. It's cool to have a song that like a lot of people really like, and then they go and they listen to the other songs and it, you know, they become like fans all over, which is really cool. And then they develop a new favorite song, and you know, some of the songs that don't get the most love end up getting more love.
So maybe you can help me with this. And this isn't the first time I've talked about TikTok and its influence on like spreading new music. There's a band called Kid Sister, who I don't know if you guys have heard of, but you guys should link up with because they're a lot of fun. But how do you spread your music on TikTok? You got to explain it to like an older millennial like me who's still very new to it. Like, how, if you're a band, an artist, and you want to like spread your music on TikTok as opposed to like ways that worked 10 years ago, how do you do it?
Julie's the TikTok master.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think like, it's weird. I think it's a combination of following trends, like keeping up with certain trends and then like applying it to your band, because then that's automatically going to like, or not automatically necessarily, but it'll be more likely to like have more growth. And then also too, I mean, the main thing that worked really well for us was just like, so like our song in the background and then introducing us and like just being silly. And I feel like, I don't know, like, if you come across as authentic and like fun, people automatically like gravitate towards that. But you just have to stay consistent with it, because then it just kind of like falls out. But yeah, it's definitely like super helpful, because I don't know where we would be without it right now.
Right. All right. So it's like more, it's an emphasis on the band itself, the personalities within the band, and not just the music.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like promoting the music by itself it's not, it doesn't get like the fan base that you want. Like maybe it'll get you streams, but it won't get you like a following.
Yeah, because people want to know like who the people are, and they want to like, you know, Evan acts like that. Oh, Julia's like this. Miles like this. Nate's like this. Ben's like this. And like, if you can see a 15-second video and get everybody's personality, a lot of times like people are really, really into that stuff. So.
All right. See that, like that's the kind of stuff that I want to know. Cause I'm like, I recorded something with a band a little while ago and I keep trying to tell the lead singer. I'm like, I'm telling you, TikTok, that's where it's at. She's like, John, you're too old for TikTok. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I can figure this out. So, all right. It's not all social media though. You guys have had some very big shows in the last year. And there was one that I was particularly excited about. In fact, I meant to send you a message. I don't know if I remembered to, but the Flock of Seagulls gig at Wall Street Theater. I saw there was another band. I can't remember who the other band was. It was a pretty big name and they dropped out.
Oh,
and then
Men
they brought
Without,
who was it?
Men Without Hats.
It was Men Without Hats. That's right. It was Men Without Hats and they dropped out. When I saw that they put you in, my first thought was that's perfect. That is the perfect audience. That's the perfect sound. These guys are gonna absolutely kill. Tell me all about that show. Tell me all about opening for Flock of Seagulls.
I'll start with something really funny. I think it's really funny that, and I see Evan and Julia smiling, but some people came to the show and they had no clue that Men Without Hats got dropped. So they see us come on and you just see everybody go like, who are these guys? Like, what is this? Like, what the heck is happening? And it was just funny because you could tell the people that, because some people showed up like in full Men Without Hats, like, T-shirts and
oh no,
gear.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Who is similar kind?" Like, it was pretty fun. I mean, the show was awesome. It was fun, and we did a cover of "Safety Dance" as like a way to make up for the fact that they didn't play.
I was just gonna ask if you covered any Men Without Hats. That was smart.
Yeah, we were like, "Okay, we'll play this song, their biggest song, and like hopefully this will make up for the fact that they don't even know who we are." So.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's it? Was that the biggest stage you guys had played on at that point?
Yeah.
It's up there as probably is, yeah.
I think it is.
It's so strange because it was the only show we played where all the audience was sitting down and just staring at us.
Yeah, it was like we were a movie. It was really, really interesting. Yeah, because it's just like you can't gauge. Like usually at our shows, I feel like the way we gauge if it's going well is people are moving, they're like nodding their head, kind
of
dancing.
Of course, yeah.
And it's just so funny to see everybody there like with their arms crossed, just like staring at us. And then the song ends, and everybody claps, and you're like, okay, all right, I think we're doing okay.
Right, yeah. Right. That's a weird. It's a jarring moment. I hate playing shows like that, and I hate being at shows like that. Did you get anybody like in the front starting to stand up towards the end?
Yeah. When we looked out there were some people that were definitely dancing around.
Some rebels out there. Yeah. Absolutely. And so also tell me about this tour. I watched the vlog post you guys put on YouTube, which you put up about a month ago, but this tour was a while ago, right? When did you guys do this tour?
November.
Oh, so it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
All right,
winter. Yeah, yeah.
We went on tour in November for like, it was only 3 shows, and then we had like another show like with another band in New York, but it was with the bands No Vacation and Hot Flash Heat Wave. It was, we played Baltimore, Philadelphia, and what was the third place? Why am I blanking on it?
New Jersey,
Asbury Park.
Asbury Park. All right.
Yeah.
So what was it like being on the road? Have you guys gone on the road together as a band before?
Well, we bought our first van this year. We have a similar kind mobile.
Nice.
So it's pimped out. We took it on the road for the first time.
How'd you pimp it out?
Sorry?
How'd you pimp it out?
It's completely unnoticeable to the human eye. So if you're just looking at it outside of a venue, you might say, there's no band here. Because you just won't be able to tell that it's a band's mobile. But it is.
It's disguised as something else, but it's got like wood flooring, and then it's got like some old like tour bus seats in it as the seats, and they're all set up on the side of the van and not across. So it's really comfortable, and it's like a passenger van, so you can stand up in it and not hit your head against the ceiling.
It's a stealth van. You guys go under the radar.
Yeah,
that's sure. good. That's good. That's smart. That's smart. Any highlights? Any highlights from that tour?
Asbury Park was like the best. Like we all were like, New Jersey's gonna be like the, you know. We're just like all talking crap about New Jersey.
Oh, no,
like,
not Asbury Park, dude. Well, I'm on your page for some of New Jersey, but not Asbury Park though.
Yeah, changed my mind.
I had no clue. It was like the best show. Like the sound was amazing, the crowd was insane. Like from us till the last band, the crowd was going crazy the whole time. Like we were all like so blown away.
How long were your sets during that run?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Oh, all right. So they were quick. They were in and out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Truly, you got to stage dive there, right? Is that where you
crowd
surfed? Yeah, she crowd surfed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me
well,
about
yeah. That was stage diving because it was from the stage, but yeah, because in the last band set, they're in their like, I don't know, final two songs or whatever. They were like, oh, the bands come up, so we all were on stage just like dancing, and then I just stage dived. It was awesome.
How long do you think you were out there? Did they like did they bring you around and bring you back to the stage, or did you just like stay in the crowd?
I mean, yeah, they did eventually, I think, end up bringing me back to the stage. It was funny though, because like there were so many people that were just like kind of getting dropped and like no one like was really catching them. But then when I stage dive, everyone was like, it's the lead singer of the opening band. Get her up. Like that felt like royalty that they like needed to keep me up. I was like, guys, don't drop anyone, please. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's killer. All right. Well, so you guys have a new single that just came out is coming out on Monday. And we are going to play it Sunday on 95.9 The Fox. I don't want to fight anymore. Tell me about this tune. I've noticed a couple of things, you know, a couple of similarities with some of your older stuff. But I want to hear from you guys first. Tell me about this song.
It started as like a demo that I think Ben, you showed me.
Yeah. So it started as something that me and Evan did, like, just some random day. I feel like he was at my house and I was like, oh, I have this chord progression. And he was like, what about this little lick? And he played it over it. And I was like, oh, this is sick. And we recorded like a minute loop of it or something. And I sent it to Julian and she was like, what is this? Like, what is this? And we're like, I don't know, something. Figure it out. Like, write to it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I loved it. And then, yeah, it was history from there.
So I've noticed, and Julia, I guess as the lyricist, you could probably speak best to this. You guys like to talk about relationship dynamics a lot in your songwriting. You know, I mean, you hear it in parked car conversations. There's a lot of that imagery going on. Did I Don't Want to Fight Anymore come from something personal, or from something that you saw? Where did those lyrics come from?
The goal was to kind of like make it sound like, it's about kind of like two people, like, I don't know, just when you hear like, I don't want to fight anymore, like you're just imagining like people fighting with each other. But then it was actually, it's more about like an internal struggle rather than like an actual like butting heads with someone.
Well, which is funny because that's the other thing that I kind of noticed. And I brought this up with your song, Nobody Loves You, is you guys do like to kind of circumvent the audience's expectation with the songwriting and the song titles and everything like that. Where did you guys record this? Was this another Factory Underground thing?
Oh yeah,
right.
All day, every day.
Those are our guys down there. Like we pretty much record. We record everything down there. We haven't recorded anywhere else. And Kenny's our dude. So
Kenny is the man. Kenny Cash is the man. You guys actually, I think a good buddy of mine loves you guys. Do you know Paul Didon?
No.
Have you gotten to meet him? No.
Not by face. Bass
player. He hangs out around there. When I posted about you guys on Instagram, he was immediately pumped about you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah, right on. All right. So, I mean, what singles out on Monday, and you've got this, you've got a new tour coming up,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell me about this. Where are you guys going? How long is this tour going to be?
So we're playing 13 shows in 16 days. We're going all over. We're going to St. Paul. We're going to Canada. We're going to Michigan. We're going to Chicago. We're going pretty much the entire East Coast we're doing like New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, North Carolina, and then we go to Nashville. We're doing half the tour with we're playing with Hot Flash, Heat Wave, and this band Small Crush, and we're doing the first half of the tour with them. And we previously did the tour with them in November where they were like the other support band, but now they're doing their own headline tour for their new record. So they asked us to play and we were like, oh yeah, we're in. Like a longer tour, like more than four shows, oh, we're there.
Right. Any venues in particular that you guys are looking forward to playing? Nashville's a great town.
I'm actually here right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm in Nashville. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to get down there and see what Nashville's about. I hear only good things.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to play Brooklyn because that's where I live and all my friends are, so those are always fun shows.
Right. Yeah. And you guys were telling me you guys are going to be there April 7th. So if you want to see similar kind, that's the opportunity to do it right there. It's a Metro North trip away. It's not that far.
That's right.
Hell that's yeah.
I'm excited for Canada. I've never been to Canada, so.
Oh, you're going to Canada? Sorry, I missed that. Where in Canada are you going?
Yeah, we're doing Montreal and Quebec.
Nice. Montreal's awesome. I haven't been there in a really long time. I want to go back. Yeah, right on. It's a great live music city, too.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, for sure. There's a bunch of hang out in the French district. I mean, the whole city is French, but like really, like if I had to suggest one thing from when I went there, the French speaking bars in particular are the absolute bomb. Don't cater to the to the English speaking tourist crowd. Hang out in the French areas. It's cooler. It's a lot cooler. So what else? What's next? Do we have an album to look forward to? You know, what do we got going on after the tour?
So we'll probably put out another song while we're on tour.
Okay.
And then maybe another one, or you know, we've been working on another EP. So we have five songs in total that we're gonna probably put out. We'll probably have the whole thing come out in the summer. You know, maybe hopefully another tour. You know, fingers crossed on that. So
yeah,
new music is pretty much all we've been working on. It's been like our biggest thing.
I love it, man. Well, speaking of new music, new single that's going to be out on Monday, I Don't Want to Fight Anymore. But you guys can hear it. If you're watching this right now, you can hear it Sunday night at 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox. We're going to be playing that and a couple of other of your tunes. I think Parked Car Conversations and Nobody Loves You. So similar kind. You guys are doing it, man. I'm so happy to be seeing you grow, to be seeing you play bigger shows. I hope I can come out and see you guys soon. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got it. All right, stick around for a quick sec after I end the live feed. But yeah, again, if you're watching this, you can go to 959thefox.com Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can listen to Similar Kind. And if you live in Fairfield County, just go to 95.9 FM. It's Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collective.